Hey, VoiceTubers, how have you been? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's a great day for a pronunciation challenge. Today's video is 10 things old people say they regret never doing in their life. With the busy lifestyle modern people lead, there might be a lot of things that you want to do, but just never got the time or chances to achieve. Or you might think, there's always time tomorrow, but the truth is, we think we have a lot of tomorrows to spare, and we keep putting things on hold. And chances are, we just forget about them. Is there anything that you want or should do, but never really got up to do them because of reasons? Leave a comment below if you'd like to share them with me. Now let's watch today's video together and find out the 10 things that old people regret not doing. But before that, let's take a look at our sentence today. Some of her patients even developed illnesses due to the bitterness they carried around as a result of hiding their true feelings. Some of her patients even developed illnesses due to the bitterness they carried around as a result of hiding their true feelings. All right, now it's time for our vocabulary. 今天第一个单字我们要看到的是 patient. Patient. 那在这个影片里面呢，它的 patient 意思是病人的意思。那这边有一个例句， The patient had surgery on his heart. 这意思就是这位病人曾做过心脏手术。那如果我们把 patient 这个字把它作为形容词用的话，就是有耐心的、忍耐的。那它的相反词就是 impatient。impatient 是 impatient。这边有一个例句 ，Be patient with her. She's very young. 哎，对她耐心点，她年纪还小。那以前呢，我都会跟我朋友开玩笑说，哎。Patient, 为什么病人要用这个耐心这个字来当做他的英文的名字 patient? 然后我就跟我朋友讲说，哦，因为去看病的时候啊，都会花好多时间坐在外面等医生叫你，需要非常多的耐心，所以才会说 patient。 好，我们来看下一个单字 illness。 illness 这个意思呢是疾病、生病的意思，它是一个名词。那 illness 这可以用在身体或是精神上的疾病都可以。那我们来看一个例句 She took 5 days off work due to illness. 她因生病请了5天假。所以如果你请假的话，意思就是 You take some day off. 那就是因为她生病了，所以她请了5天假。那这边呢，我们常看到的 illness 有 mental illness，就是一些精神疾病的意思。那最近呢，我们对于 mental illness 的这一个重要性也慢慢的在提升了。好，那如果你今天想说我生病了，除了 I'm sick 以外，你也可以说 I'm ill。 I'm ill。 好，我们来看下一个单字 sickness。 sickness 这个意思就跟 illness 一模一样，是患病、疾病的意思。那我们来看个例句，There's a lot of sickness around this winter. 意思就是今年冬天患病的人很多。再来下一个，我们来看一个片语，叫做 due to。due to 这个片语呢，蛮好用的，不管是你在说话、在 conversation 或是你在写作文的时候，都很好用。它的意思是由于、因为的意思。所以如果你把它翻成英文的话，其实就是 because of。那我们来看一个例句。The bus was delayed due to heavy snow. 公车因为大雪而晚点，有时候雪下的太厚啊，公车就没有办法前进了。那再来看一下它的原型 do。那 do 这个字呢，它相当的好用哦，它可以来表示预计的或预期的，或者是有些人欠你钱啊，你就说你那个时候要给我也可以。那我们来看一下三个例句不同的意思。Their first baby is due in January. 他们的第一个孩子预产期在一月份。所以常常我们在电影里面可以看到有一些人他会问他的朋友说 Hey, when is your baby due? 他意思呢就是哎，你的宝宝什么时候会出生啊？那我们再来看下一个例句。Your assignment is due Monday. 请在礼拜一时交作业。 那我记得以前我们在念书的时候也会问老师 Hey, when is this assignment due? 意思就是老师我们什么时候要交这个作业啊那另外一个用法呢是 Your rent is due at the end of the month 意思就是租金应在月底缴交所以这个字非常好用大家可以记起来再来我们看到一个片语 As a result of As a result of 是因为或是由于的意思那我们来看一下一个例句 Profits have declined as a result of the recent drop in sales 由于最近销售量下滑了营收下降了再来我们来看另外一个片语 Result in Result in 这个意思呢是导致结果造成的意思那我们来看个例句 The fire resulted in damage to their property 他们的财产因火灾而蒙受了损失所以这个 as a result of 跟 result in 其实在你写作文的时候也是非常好用的这两个片语所以也可以稍微把它记下来 Okay guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge I will see you next time and make sure to leave a commentand a recording because that makes me very happy. Bye-bye!